This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel. Skies remain clear in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF uncovered Hezbollah tunnels under Beaufort Ridge, according to Ynet, 2 hours ago. These tunnels, reported to be Iran-funded, were allegedly built to raid northern Israeli communities. Also, the Jerusalem Post reported only minutes ago that the IDF is preparing to stop a Lebanese ground advance amid a pending U.S.-Iran deal. The IDF's 36th Division continues to push north in Lebanon. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reported 3 hours ago that former President Trump announced a U.S.-Iran deal set for signing this Sunday. Tehran hasn't reacted yet, but Israeli officials warn it endangers Israel's security. Separately, according to JNS from earlier today, Jerusalem expects the nuclear issue to be addressed in the Iran talks. Israel's defense minister stated the IDF will not withdraw from security zones. And finally, I-24 News reported 5 hours ago that an emerging Iran deal could strengthen the regime and limit actions against Hezbollah, according to Israeli officials. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported earlier today that the Israeli Air Force intercepted a Hezbollah rocket in southern Lebanon. No injuries have been reported. AMK Mapping from New Zealand reported just minutes ago about recent Russian missile attacks on the Mayaki Bridge in Ukraine's Odessa Oblast. The bridge remains a strategic target, with ongoing attacks impacting the region. Open Source Intel reported earlier today that sailors aboard the USS George H.W. Bush are maintaining mission readiness in the Arabian Sea. The aircraft carrier supports the U.S. blockade against Iran. Let's go deeper. Starting with the discovery of Hezbollah tunnels. Ynet reported that these tunnels were found beneath Beaufort Ridge, allegedly posing a threat to northern Israeli communities. The tunnels contained weapons and launch sites, raising concerns over a potential U.S.-Iran deal involving Hezbollah. This discovery highlights ongoing regional tensions. Turning to the IDF's preparations in Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post revealed that the IDF is advancing northward, aiming to prevent a Lebanese ground offensive. This action aligns with concerns over a U.S.-Iran agreement, which could influence Hezbollah's activities. The situation could escalate regional conflict. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel reported that former President Trump expects a U.S.-Iran deal to be finalized. Israeli officials are wary of the terms, fearing it could compromise national security. The deal aims to address issues like the Strait of Hormuz and Iran's uranium stockpile. This negotiation could shift power dynamics in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, JNS stated that Jerusalem hopes the nuclear issue would be tackled in the Iran talks. The Israeli defense minister assured that security zones in Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and Samaria remain non-negotiable. This stance underscores Israel's security commitments amid regional uncertainty. Finally, I-24 News highlighted concerns that an Iran deal might empower the regime while limiting actions against Hezbollah. Israeli officials worry this could embolden Iran's regional influence. The outcome of these talks will significantly impact Israel's strategic positioning. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reported 2 hours ago on how Ben & Jerry's Israel overcame political challenges. Avi Zinger shared his experience fighting BDS and securing rights from Unilever, launching Milk and Honey to support southern communities. Separately, CTech reported 4 days ago about the discovery of forever chemicals in Israeli crops. These findings are linked to fallout from the Gaza conflict, raising environmental concerns. And finally, Globes reported 5 days ago that Almadev, previously Elad Canada, adjusted its valuation to raise NIS 340 million. The move was necessary to complete its offering under Canadian ownership. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.